Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is the first all-age service I've been at since I took over the all-age services, as a number of people have pointed out to me already. And also, they've said about my shirt, purely so that I can clip a microphone onto it. That's what that's for. It's an all-age service. And the time will include songs, prayers, readings, and a message. And if this week communion, it's not communion this week. And if on rota this week, coffee and tea. We have got coffee and tea this week. And juice and biscuits. Crisps. Sandwiches. No. The collection. I'll talk about the collection later. And also we're going to be singing. So if you're able to stand when you sing, or if you don't want to stand, don't have to. But if you can and you want to, you're welcome to. And we've got some notices. First notice is Mary has left Mike's memory book out on the welcome desk for this is the last time this week. So if you want to put some comments about Mike on there, like he's not in my way when I'm taking the wires out anymore. Because we don't have wires. And also George wants to say something. Just realised I haven't turned any of the microphones up. That's why we couldn't hear the vocals. George.
Right, this one?
That's on.
Yeah. Oh yeah, just thank you to everybody who supported my slideshow of the Holy Land last night. I think those who came tell me that they now know thoroughly the geography of Jerusalem. So, you could now find your way all around it. This was in support of our campaign to raise money for Tekora in Albania. To complete our pledge for this year of £2,500, we still need £227.30. So we had donations of £110 and a pledge of another £40. So we're nearly there. So thank you, everybody, for your support. Oh, there's a tub in the foyer in case any more donations are welcome.
Thanks, George. So like I said, it's the first all-age service that I've been to since I said I would do all-age services. And today we're going to be looking at making a commitment to follow Jesus in the tough times or challenging times, which can be the same thing. Certainly there's changes going on in our church at the moment with Alistair jumping ship and all these new microphones that we've been putting in place. What I want to look at today is how followers of Jesus, now and in the past, can get through these times with his help. So we're just going to open the service in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can meet here today in freedom, unlike some of the places we'll be thinking about today. And we thank you that you're here with us as we meet and worship together in your name. I pray now that you will speak to us through this service, that you will open our hearts and minds and reveal more of your will for us, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're going to sing our first song, and it's The Splendor of the King. Stand if you're able and willing.
The splendor of the King, Lord in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice. Sing with me, how great is all the Lord. age to age he stands, and darkness in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The God in 3 in 1, Father, Spirit, Son,
just at the back checking the microphones. Everything sounds so much clearer now, so there's no hiding from anything. Okay, could I have the first slide, please? Interesting times. There's a saying allegedly translated from a Chinese curse, though actually there is no Chinese curse that sounds like it, which says, may you live in interesting times. Because when people write history, there's always more to write about in the interesting times than when times are dull. Interesting here means different to what we're used to. And these differences can be caused by other people, either around us or our friends and colleagues, or people away from us, like the government, you know, our government, other people's governments. So what we're going to do, we're going to have an icebreaker quiz, and I'm going to show you some pictures of people. Not yet. Well, that one, yes. It's called the Good, Bad, or Indifferent Quiz. It's not a good, bad, or indifferent quiz. It's the people. Are they good, bad, or indifferent people? And we can decide that when we see these people. So could I have the first person, please? Okay, so this is, it's an easy one. It's a dictator who surrounded himself with like-minded yes men, who would never disagree with him or challenge him. He turned his armies on his own people, and he ruthlessly persecuted his opponents. Every fiber of my being wants to say Donald Trump. I'm not going to do that. Adolf Hitler, good, bad, or indifferent? think we can agree on bad for that one, can't we? Okay, could I have the next one, please? Who's that? Taylor Swift. Swifties at the back there. I don't really know much about Taylor Swift myself, but what do you say? Good, bad, or indifferent? I think she's indifferent, did I hear? I think a lot of people would say she was good. Next slide, please. Alan Carr. Now, I don't watch the Traitors, the Celebrity Traitors. I always thought Alan Carr was quite a nice guy, but he was a bad man on the Traitors, wasn't he? Wasn't he? And he won as well by light. Sorry? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it was a charity show. He wasn't supposed to keep them. So he's a good guy then? Yep, okay. Alan Carr's a good guy. Next one, please. Jamie Oliver. Oh, an overwhelming yes there. Jamie Oliver, the second best-selling author in the country after J.K. Rowling. So, is he a good guy? He wants us to eat healthily, shows us how to eat easily, cook easily. Jamie Oliver's a good guy. Okay, next one, please. Who's that? Oh, can you not see? Really? I've only seen the first film, and I didn't really like it, so I haven't watched the second film. But didn't she start off bad and went good or something? Do we think Elsa's a good person or indifferent? Indifferent. She's trying to protect her sister. Okay, so she's good then. Oh, there's an argument at the back. Okay, we'll park that one. The next one, please. Anybody know who that is?
Eric Morecambe.
Who? Eric Morecambe? Oh, a little bit, yeah. It's Isaac Asimov, actually. The author of the iRobot books and also the Foundation saga. I don't really know a lot about Isaac Asimov. No? I think we're a little bit indifferent about Isaac Asimov. Brendan?
Like his books.
Yeah, he's got good ideas, but as a person, don't know much about him. No. And the next one, please. Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. What do we think about Dorothy? Good person. Good person. She landed her house on an old lady and killed her and then stole her shoes. And we think she's a good person. Okay. I'll go with the majority on that one. Yeah? Good, good. Next one, please. Ooh. Had to get a royal in there somewhere. And the other guy I thought I wouldn't put up. Meghan Markle. Bad. Bad. I'm getting bad. Okay. Music group. Very much bad. Okay. And the last one, please. Batman. What do we think about Batman? Good. We think he's good. We think he's good. A masked vigilante who takes the law into his own hands without due process. And we think that's good. Okay. Okay. It's real. And finally, the last one. It's a mirror looking at ourselves. Good, bad, or indifferent. What's important to remember, and that was picked up on by a few people, I'm talking about the real people now, not the fictional characters. Generally, the opinions that we form are based on very little information, really. It's usually stuff we hear on the news or we see on social media. And it's important to remember that. We don't really know if someone is good or bad. We don't really know what struggles they're going through. We don't know what's going on in their lives or how honest they are about their relationships or their finances. We shouldn't make judgments about situations or people that we don't really know anything about. God knows us all very well, knows us better than we know ourselves. And it should be emphasized that on social media, where there's negative opinions about people, it can be harmful or hurtful for us to carelessly repeat those opinions. Remember, other people will have their opinions about us. In all ways, even in troubling times, we should strive to behave well. There's a line in Chris Nolan's Batman Begins, which I like, where Batman says, "It's not who I am underneath, it's what I do that defines me." And I think that can be quite applicable in our lives. So I'm going to have the first reading now. When I finally gave Darren the right reading. We're going to be hearing about believers in Jesus who were preparing to face tough times. They knew that how they reacted would affect both the way in which others saw them and what those others thought about them. They also knew that many people would not understand the difficulties that they were going through and would take any opportunity they could to criticize them or make trouble for them. And they had to make a commitment to follow Jesus closely and be faithful to him, whatever the difficulties. Now, this is a bit of a heavy reading, so buckle yourselves in. This is Luke 21, verses 5 to 19, and it's called "The Destruction of the Temple and the Signs of the End Times." So, some of Jesus' disciples were remarking about how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. But Jesus said, "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." "Teacher," they asked, "when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are about to take place?" He replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and uprisings, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and put you in prison. And you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. And so you will bear testimony to me. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves. For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents, brothers and sisters, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but not a hair of your head will perish. Stand firm, and you will win life." And God will add his blessing to that reading. That's a little bit worse than the times our church is heading into at the moment, hopefully anyway, in the interregnum. But Jesus' words are applicable to us in our situation. The disciples are looking at the temple in its glory, but Jesus tells them it won't last forever. Things will change. And things are changing for us as a church too. Speaking of which, we've got the church AGM coming up. And part of that, the AGM, is that we get a series of documents, the annual reports for the various groups that we have. The Wednesday group, TOTS, the BAP, the music group. And we can read those reports and see what's going on in other groups that we're not a part of. George has already sent these notices out twice so far. Susie Warburton sent me the music group report to have a look at, to see if I wanted to add something about the sound team, and I have done that. But Susie also talks about how the music group leaders pick new songs and try them out, transpose them if necessary into keys that we can all sing. And then, of course, the music group meets on a Thursday to practice for the service on the following Sunday. It takes a lot of work for the music group to make the difficult job they do look so easy. Thank you. So I just thought that this week, instead of taking the offering while the music group is playing, We'd leave the collection to the end, and we'll leave the collection boxes and bags at the back there for people to donate after the service, so that we can concentrate on the worship rather than fumbling around for change. I know that this is going to generate some controversy, it already has, but like I said, some things will change in this church over the next few months and perhaps years. Some of those changes will work, some won't. Some will be popular and some won't. So just on this one occasion, please indulge me. I will say this about the collection. It's intended for regular attendees of the fellowship, so please don't feel that you have to give anything. Many people give electronically, so you know you don't have to, don't feel you have to still give more. There are two types of collection. There's pots and bags. That's not me, is it? No. I'm so tense about all this wireless technology at the moment. The bags that we collect, they're for the work of the church. The pots are for our sponsored children. So they are at the back on a pedestal there. Please don't forget to give after the service. And please try and give before you get your coffee. Otherwise, you're going to forget. Okay, that's how collection works. Now we're going to sing two songs. We're going to sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and Bind Us Together. Stand if you're able. Thank you.
To bear.
together with love.
Please be seated. Thank you. Okay, next slide, please. Reality game shows. Here we go. Sandra and I like watching some of these. Don't know if everybody else does. Most people don't seem to watch what we watch on the telly. Game of Thrones. So, the first one, please. Destination X. Anybody seen that? Good. Rob Brydon, he puts a load of people on a bus with blacked out windows. And they get driven around Europe and given clues that no one can understand as to where they're going to end up. And the person who guesses furthest from the place where they actually end up gets kicked off the bus. And the winner, who's the last person left on the bus, wins £100,000. That's BBC. They're not going to have that much money soon, are they? Next slide, please. Race Across the World. Celebrity Race Across the World's on at the moment. I've What's his name? Roman Kemp. His dad's on tonight in the jungle. Come on to that in a bit. Race Across the World. So teams must find their way to a distant destination without flying. They can only... they haven't got mobile phones either, so they don't know where they're going. The only money they have is the equivalent to what the airfare would be. And they have to use coaches and trains and that. And the winners get £20,000. That's not much, is it? Not compared to the other one. Next slide, please. The Traitors. Have you watched this? I've never watched it. Never watched it. I'm thinking of downloading the Celebrity Traitors because I had such a good press. So I think we might watch that. I think what it is that some people are nominated as traitors and some people have to find out who they are. And then I don't know how they win, but I know Alan Carr won it and he was a traitor. And oh, they get murdered. Oh, that's wholesome television, isn't it? That's for a Sunday morning church service. Great. And then there's this one. I don't know if anybody's seen this one. This is called Worlds Apart. And it consists of a number of teams of two people. One is an old age pensioner, and the other one is somebody in their late teens, early 20s. So they're kind of worlds apart. And they have to do challenges to win coins. And the team with the least number of coins at the end of it gets kicked out. And the winning team gets £50,000 shared between them. So what I was thinking, Sophelia, is in 5 years' time, right, I'll be 67, so I'll be an old age pensioner. You'll be 18. What about we get together and do this? We'll smash it. Our brain power, combined brain power. We'll smash it. What do you think? Give it some thought. We've got a few years yet. Danny says yes. And finally, I'm a Celebrity, the granddaddy of them all. Starting tonight. Can't wait. Usually at this point, I would make a joke, a long number, short number joke, but the only people who ever get it are Sandra and the Stuarts there. Nobody else gets it. So I'm not going to do it this year. What have these game shows like this got to do with interesting times? Well, not only do these shows have an element of competition and entertainment, but they sometimes have an element of nastiness about them as well. In The Traitors, the people have to lie to one another and murder each other. and in Destination X, the competitors have to decide whether they're going to share information about where they think they might be. And you end up kind of rooting for the nastiest person, which is a bit weird. Now, I don't do Facebook, and I came off Twitter X because of Elon Musk. But you can't avoid catching glimpses of what the media says about the people in these shows. People are often outraged. You see how people get outraged? I'm outraged. Outraged by what somebody said or what they've done. Or they move to take to social media to express horror or anger at something. Or the paparazzi are always trying to dig up dirt on people and catch people out. So what's supposed to be entertainment can actually be quite toxic. obviously we can't directly compare what the early church went through with what happens on TV game shows. That wouldn't be fair. But we can see the same human nature in operation. After Jesus' ascension, even with the help of the Holy Spirit, the disciples would have faced suspicion, scrutiny and judgment. And we face it today. And in some countries, we face it worse than others. And Mark will be looking at that in a moment. But first, we're going to sing another song. This one is echoing Jesus' commandment that we, his followers, should love one another. So this is a new commandment. If you stand, if you're able. Thank you.
Stick some things on, and there's one up there that we're not going to stick things on, but there'll be something else appearing there. So what do you notice about the map then? Can you not see it there? Is it too small there? What do you notice about the map? It's got a different colour. Well spotted, yeah. Any idea why? Yeah, so we've got some countries, red, yellow and green. Let's start with the green ones. Do you recognise any of the green countries? What? Australia. Go and stick Australia on. Give it a good press. Another green one. Canada. Do you want to put Canada on, Jamie? And the last green one? What's the last green one? United Kingdom. So, what have Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia got in common? They're the same colour, sorry. Say again. Sorry. Same king, yeah. Anything else? Are they? Right, I didn't know that. Thank you. That's not what I'm thinking of, but bear with me and we'll get there. So, what about the red ones? Anyone name any of the red countries? Cameron's doing well. Yes, it doesn't have to be the front row. Oh, we've got some people from the back. Excellent. What's that one?
India.
India, right. I need to find my little story about India. I've got a story about India here. Sue? Yep. The thing is, I'll tell you a little story about each of these, and that might help us find out where we're going. If we're in India, you might suddenly find, on a Sunday morning, someone marching there, shouting, saying, get out, disturbing you. They might even come up here and punch me. That happens in India. Where's India? We've got India there. Right. What's the next red one you want to mention? Who spotted Mexico? Oh, I have to do what the music group do. I've done with that, so that goes on the floor, doesn't it? Mexico. In Mexico, there are criminal gangs there as well, and they do bad things, and the Christians there have often stood up and said, that's not right. They've criticised it. That doesn't go down well. The gangs say, right, we'll have you. So they've come and threaten Christians, or they come in the churches and make a mess of things as well. And also, interestingly, as we're in a school, children from Christian families sometimes are stopped from going to school in Mexico because of the power of these gangs. So that's not very good. What's the next one? Another red one? China. There was a thing on the radio this morning I heard about 7 o'clock about the Chinese government clamping down on house churches. Particularly, they stopped. Did you hear it, Roger, as well? Yeah. Apparently stopping them doing anything online. So, but in China, there's a law that says that young people can't go to church. You can't go to church till you're 18. So no Sunday school, no messy church, not even an all-age service, would you believe? So the government is trying to control what people think and what people learn in church And because they think their ideas are right and not God's ideas. So China, are we nearly there? Have we got another? Yeah, we've got. Yeah, Nigeria. Very good. I'm sorry, it's the same story again. Churches getting burned down, people being harassed. And sometimes they kidnap people because they're Christians and go to the churches and say, if you want them back, we want a ransom. So, we've got one more. Yeah, I know that. But but I'm getting there. Here we go. The thing is, even in these red countries, it doesn't stop people being Christians. I've got all this information from Open Doors, and a lot of us know about Open Doors, an organisation that supports Christians in countries where it's quite hard to be country, where at times are interesting and it's hard to be a Christian. But we've got one there. I don't know if anyone knows the last remaining red country, do you? Anyone spot it? George has got it. Melanie's got it. It's Laos. Yeah. Small country. They have a really tough time in Laos too. The authorities make it very hard for them to go to church and to do worship. But in Laos, there's a story from Open Doors. One Christian said, even when I was in prison, I felt I was not alone. I felt your prayers. So that's what Open Doors is there for, to encourage people in countries where there's difficulty, and we can contribute to that as well. So that's the red ones. So have we got the same? Now, if you have the next slide up, if you can't see the, there you go. Canada, Mexico, UK, Canada, UK, and Australia, and then Mexico, Nigeria, India, China, and Laos. So those are. So we've got some yellow ones left, haven't we now? Let's put the yellow ones on and then I'll tell you the stories together. What have we got? Brazil. Excellent. No, I'll do this. Sri Lanka. And the third one is the Philippines, where we were 5 years ago or 7 years ago. Yeah. Thank you. So I've actually jumped over one, because at that point where we've got those green and red ones on the board on the screen, I was supposed to say, can you see the difference between the green and red ones? What do you think the differences are? In a way, we made it fairly obvious, because the people in the red countries are having a hard time, and people in the green countries don't have a hard time as far as church is concerned most of the time. But these three other countries, the Philippines, Open Doors gives us little stories, and one's about a young lady, a girl called Diane, who's 15, and she's a Christian. She believes in Jesus, but she finds it quite hard, because she gets quite a lot of stick. She gets bullied and excluded in her year group, but she sticks with it. And Open Doors wants to encourage us to support people like Diane, who are sticking with it in the hard times, a bit like Jesus was urging the disciples to do. And then there's a story from Sri Lanka about a lad called Malith, who's quite a handy boy with computers and things. He's an inventor. When he was 11, he's 15 now, or 16. When he was 11, he created a glow-in-the-dark glove, which is solar-powered. And he won a prize for it at school. It's brilliant. But then someone found out he was a Christian, and for the last 5 years, he's not been able to join the competition. They just kept cut him out. No real reason for it at all. And he says, there are a lot of Christians in my school, but they just keep their heads down. They don't put their heads up and say anything, and they don't get excluded. So he's doing the right thing, but he feels it's really hard. When I'm sad, he says, I just quietly pray to God in my heart, which is nice, isn't it? The last one, what's the last one we haven't done? Brazil. Brazil is different. There doesn't seem to be any problem with going to church there. Not more than we might have. Plenty of churches. The trouble is, people are so poor, they couldn't afford a Bible. And a lot of the education is so poor, they can't read it. So they've got a tough time as well. There are countries in the world where people are stopped reading the Bible. And you're not allowed to import them or anything like that. But in Brazil, it's just pure poverty that gives people a hard time. So we've got green, yellow, and red. And so if we go back to If we go back to the screen, the red ones, the next one. Yeah. That's another map, and that's a map produced by Open Doors, their World Watch List. It's their Open Doors list of the 50 countries where it's hardest to be a Christian. It's quite a big slice of the world, isn't it? Yeah. Yes, he does. Yeah. So now we're going to pray, and we're going to remember people having a hard time in our prayers. And at the end of each little bit, quite short prayers, I'm going to say, loving God. And everybody say, we pray that you will care for them and keep them safe. So let's pray. We pray for people who live in countries where it's a crime to follow Jesus. Loving God, we pray that you will care for them and keep them safe. We pray for people who can't worship in church safely and without being disturbed or attacked. Loving God, we pray that you will care for them and keep them safe. We pray for people who can't read their Bible and learn about you. Loving God, we pray that you will care for them and keep them safe. We pray for people whose life is a struggle because of poverty. Loving God, we pray that you will care for them and keep them safe. And we pray for people whose life is difficult because they're ill or in pain. Loving God, we pray that you will care for them and keep them safe. We pray for people who are sad because they've lost someone they loved. Loving God, we pray that you will care for them and keep them safe. We pray for people who are facing big and difficult choices or decisions. Loving God, we pray that you will care for them and keep them safe. And just moving on one slide from that, Darren. And we pray for ourselves as we try to work out how you want us in Sandbach Baptist Church to move forward into the future. Loving God, we pray that you will care for us and keep us safe. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Mark. Do you want us to show you off, Stuart? Because you're hidden now.
Yeah. No, I didn't want to.
Thank you, Mark, for that. Where am I up to? Ooh, last page. Almost last page. Okay, some of today's talk has been quite heavy, not perhaps as all age as I would have liked it or intended it to be. But Jesus is nothing if not honest with us. He tells us we will live in interesting times. We will be persecuted. Being a follower of Christ is not going to be easy all the time. But if we commit to following him in the interesting times as well as the boring times, he says in the first reading we had today, "But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves, for I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict." And more so in our second reading today, which is Psalm 98, we're told of the work that the Lord has already done and the love and the faithfulness he shows his followers. So Psalm 98, "Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn." Are you ram's horn? No? Okay. "Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people with equity." And we're going to sing one more time. This is a song about how Jesus wants to build his church and build his followers up, making us one. Not robots. Not identical people, but lots of different individuals making up one body. So let's sing our closing song, "For I'm Building a People of Power." Stand if you're able.
Glory.
Let's pray. Father, we just pray initially for the collection that we've not had yet. We pray that those monies and those gifts, that offering, will be used wisely by the church and for the children that we sponsor. Father God, we seek always to follow your ways. Send the Holy Spirit to bring each one of us a life full of faith and hope. May we follow your commands to love and care for those around us. Lord Jesus, you warned us that following you would not be easy. Help us to live with your mercy and compassion and to support one another in love when times are hard. Holy Spirit, Jesus commanded us to tell others about him. Help each one of us to share the good news of Jesus with the people we know. And let's say together the prayer that Jesus shared with us, the one that links Christians from around the world, the Lord's Prayer. Say that together. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Please don't forget the collection. Do that before coffee if you can, while we move that out of the way. Thank you very much.